I wanted to announce that just the Twins are coming. Can I do one more time?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Minnesota Twins are coming.
Hear that, Howard?
Yeah, now you're going to plug up the street again.
I don't know. Roger, he loves creating a riot. This is a riotous atmosphere.
Would you please move back in the sidewalk or at least 3 feet back, or the parade will not continue. Ladies and gentlemen, please suck it up and move 3 feet back. Yay!
I've never seen the skyway so
full. Folks are coming to move 3 feet back, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to move back 3 feet. Sorry.
Now we're starting to move toward the sixth.
Minnesota Twins are on the way.
We just went over something. I don't know if it's a pedestrian or what.
Hey, you're going to have to move 3 feet back. Sorry about that.
The Hammond County Deputy Sheriff's out here along with the Minneapolis Police.
We have to move 3 feet back.
A lot of volunteer policemen holding the crowd back.
Please, everybody, move 3 feet
back. And, boy, I'll tell you, what we're going through right now, the path is just wide enough for this vehicle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have to move 3 feet back and stay back for the other vehicle.
Waving their Homer hankies and the pennants are waving.
Hey, look at all the construction workers here at the Norwest Building up there.
The new Norwest Bank Building was topped off the other day. They're standing everywhere.
How about them Minnesota Twins?
It's like being back at the Dome, Howard.
Gaetti's wearing a bright a brown beaver fur coat, he is.
There are quite a few fur coats, Howard. I'm going to tell my wife to get on the baseball team. She wants one.
Okay, we're going to switch now to Bruce Hagedy. Come in, Bruce.
I'm at 12th and Marquette, and the confetti is flying in the air, and it's still very difficult to really see what's going on down Marquette because there's such a mass of humanity down there. This gentleman, what's your name?
My name is Mr. Herkoff. From Crystal.
From Crystal, and you were up in the crowd. What was it like?
Well, it's really wild up here, and it seems like all the people are excited, and they're just going crazy here.
You're having a good time.
You bet.
Okay, how about you? What's your name?
My name is Sid Rio. I'm from Robbinsdale, Minnesota, and I'll tell you what, this is the best thing that Minnesota has ever had happen to them in the world.
Amen. And were you up in the crowd?
Oh, yes. It's crazy. It's great, though. People loving it, and I'll tell you what, when this parade starts, it's going to be nuts.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Todd Thomas from Coon Rapids. It's great up here.
What do you think of this tens of thousands of people down here?
Oh, it's nuts. I love it.
Having a good time.
Great time.
Okay, yeah. So we're waiting here at 12th and Marquette. The parade is inching slowly, as Roger and Charlie have been saying, but we still have to clear quite a pathway to make room. As it is right now, there's no way the parade could get through because the people are completely covering the street from wall to wall. We're standing by live at 12th and Marquette.
Thank you, Bruce. Now we go to John Rooney and John Gordon at the Capitol in St. Paul. John's?
Yes, Herb Carneal is with us, too, and this is really something. Here's the voice of the Minnesota Twins, Herb Carneal.
I'll tell you, John, they filled up the green area here at the Capitol in St. Paul, and we see some people now standing across the street, and they're still coming.
All right, John Rooney.
Well, I'll tell you what, I expected a big turnout, and to hear that the streets have been crowded in Minneapolis, that's no surprise. And again, we talked about it, John Gordon, during the World Series, that the fans seem to be the big story developing even before the game started, and the fans are the story right now with the Minnesota Twins being honored today.
Your name, sir?
I'm Harmon Killebrew.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's right. You're in the Hall of Fame, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know right now, John.
Good to see you, Harm. What are your thoughts?
John, I feel like the rest of the guys, the thing that's overwhelmed me in this whole thing, the playoffs and the World Series and even now, is the fan reaction. It's just been unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it in my life, and I've been through a few things, and this is just absolutely fantastic.
All right, just one comment. The crowd that is building here, and it is building just leaps and bounds, the folks that are in the front row on the steps of the state capitol have been here for an hour and a half already, and they still have probably another 45 minutes and an hour to go before they see the Twins and all of the party that's involved in the parade. So it's fantastic that they would have that much patience and be able to wait for the Twins when they're coming here. That'll do it from the state capitol with John Rooney, Herb Carneal, and Harmon Killebrew. This is John Gordon.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll go to Charlie and Roger after this word.
Bonsoir, monsieur, madame. Are you ready to order?
Okay, the Twins World Championship Parade on CCO Radio. Charlie and Roger, you're moving along now, aren't you?
We're moving very slowly on Marquette toward fifth now. We've finally gotten through sixth. The crowd is just as thick here as it was two blocks back. The signs are up, and Roger is trying to open up the... he's creating another riot. That's what he's doing. I have never seen such exuberance. You know, after the World Series win, we thought, how can they... What are they going to do for an encore? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's happening right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the police have asked they to take a couple of steps back, please, so that
I have never seen anything like this.
We'll be able to... come along. Just take a couple of steps back, everybody.
Here's a big sign. Hey, Whitey.
Take a couple of steps
it shows
back.
A figure, a Twins fan, sticking his tongue out. There's a lot of happy people here, I'll tell you, Howard. It's incredible.
Hey, Charlie, they putting dents in your van?
Oh, they might. Who cares?
It sounds like it.
There's a sign. Dunwoody salutes the Minnesota Twins.
Hey, Charlie, we'll go to Dean Spratt. I think may have a word on the traffic situation.
Okay.
Come in, Dean Spratt. We'll get right back to you. Dean?
Okay, very good. We understand the lead of the parade just approaching 5th Street, and they are still having some trouble clearing the crowd out. Now, you're going to run into the same thing on 5th Street once they turn from Marquette. John Lundell, you're looking things over from the air. What have you got?
Well, already finding it really heavy down on the freeway, way ahead of the parade, as folks are pulling off now on the shoulders near Riverside and such, trying to find a good spot. They're going to be shagged away. And in the meantime, East River Road, Franklin, the overpasses are filling with spectators just waiting for a glimpse of the Twins. Now, as that parade makes its way through downtown, from up here, it is just an incredible sight, almost like we're flying above the clouds with that sea of confetti flying everywhere, Dean.
Okay, John, thank you. Back to you, Howard.
Well, let's go back to Charlie and Roger.
Howard, there's a sign, a marvelous sign. It says, "Uff, the fat lady sings in Swedish." And we turned the corner on 5th. We're approaching 2nd Avenue South now, right in front of the First Bank, Minneapolis and Pillsbury. And there's a big... bucket, one of these sky buckets, and there's a sign that says, "Way to go, Twins, unbelievable." It's from the building where they're constructing, and it's right in the middle of the block. I hope they don't drop that thing, but I have never seen anything like this. People have their faces painted, and kids, everybody, and the confetti. It's really snowing out here, Howard.
So you're moving at a pretty good pace now, are you?
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
We're moving very slowly.
Say, Howie,
inch at a time.
We just had a message from one of the parade officials that 94 was at a standstill. Have you heard that?
Yes, Dean Spratt said it's getting bad there, yes.
Does that mean 94 in the direction we're going?
What?
Because
No. That's fine.
That's coming into Minneapolis.
That's okay. That's
so
right.
East is okay because after we get past here, we want to be able to hustle over to St. Paul. Those people don't have to stand too long in St. Paul.
That's right.
You can hear how they're treating us, Howard. I hope they treat the Twins a little more affectionately. the fingers are up, the thumbs are up. Number one, Minnesota.
Ladies and gentlemen, the police have asked if you would all take two steps back.
Roger's trying to get people to open up two steps back because they're really jammed and it's going to be difficult to get through. We're moving very, very slowly and all the trees in the First Bank Plaza are all papered. What do they call that when they do that at a girl's house?
Teepeed.
Teepee.
Yeah, right.
Now that's what they're doing. They're teepeeing the trees
in
every park downtown. I'd hate to have to clean this up. We're just jammed with people. It's unbelievable.
Would you all take two steps back?
Everybody
please?
Loves Herbeck. Hi, G-Man. Signs.
And stay back for the following cars, or else
here
the
comes the
will be
deputy sheriff trying to clear a way through. It's just a jam-packed crowd. Gridlock right here at 2nd Avenue South and 5th Street, Howard. We can see the dome. The dome is in sight. And the police are getting up on the police cars to try to see how they can clear it. But we're gridlocked right at the present time.
All right, we're going to go to Jan Urich now. Come in, Jan Urich.
Howard, I can hardly hear you among all the noise out here. But I can tell you that I'm now down at near the beginning of the parade route at 4th and Wabasha, which I believe is the noisiest part of the whole section, because there's a parking ramp right here, and there are people on every level of the parking ramp yelling and throwing streamers made out of toilet paper mostly, and all kinds of papers being thrown, and there's a lot of yelling. There's a little chant going on from time to time between the people in the parking ramp and the people on the ground, and it goes, "Taste great, less filling," they answer each other. Most of the people here, I believe, do not know about the traffic delays in Minneapolis, but I told a few people about it, and I asked them how long they'd be willing to wait, and I got answers ranging from all day to all night to several days. So there's no diminishment of the enthusiasm here, and I'm sure that when the Twins finally make it over here, they'll be quite gratified at their reception.
Thank you, Jan, at 4th and Wabasha. Let's go to Dean Spratt now and find out if the what the situation is in 94 into St. Paul, Dean.
I-94, we did not understand to be at a standstill. Traffic is moving. John Lundell, you've been above it.
The main problem is the folks now parking near the freeway, right near the lanes there. If you're going to be traveling inbound especially, do look out as you're traveling 94 toward the U of M rampways. And again, remember, the Marion Street ramp is closed. And as a result, traffic is stacking up on the Lafayette Freeway and all of the downtown area. Now, for Minneapolis 94 coming into town, it's heavy and very slow, but the big problem is folks parking on the freeway and very dangerously close to the roadway itself and waiting there for the parade.
Okay, Charlie and Raj, I heard the police say a couple of minutes ago you were just about to turn onto 5th Street. Have you made that turn yet?
We're moving now again, but we're on 5th, and we're just past 2nd Avenue South, and we're moving toward county courthouse. 3rd Street. 3rd Avenue. 3rd Avenue South. That's where we are at 5th Street. It's an incredible crowd. The crowd doesn't get smaller. It gets larger as we approach the county courthouse. And it's an incredible crowd. Happy, jubilant, full of love and affection for their Minnesota Twins. And they're just, I've never seen anything like
it. Minnesota Twins are on the way!
Big sign that said, Twins, let's do lunch. Another sign, wow, this is great. Thanks, Twins. It doesn't get any better than this. Boy, you got that right.
Players are going to love it. They'll be right by.
There are people, I don't think there's anybody working at this point in time. Except you, Howard.
Hey, Charlie, are the two mayors near behind you?
We saw Mayor Latimer, and I'm sure Fraser joined him. They are in back of us, yes.
Yeah, they're together in the same float we see here.
Oh, terrific. Okay, well, you got a better view than I do. We're just enveloped by a mass of people on all sides of our vehicle. And now they're opening up a little better now. The police are holding them back, and the confetti's flying once again.
The Minnesota Twins are coming!
You're going to hear them screaming?
Tell them to hurry up!
Somebody said, tell them to hurry up.
Say, Howie.
Hello.
Is the parade coming behind us?
Yes. Yes.
They're moving okay?
Yeah, and the crowd is moving in right behind the parade.
How is the crowd moving toward the single convertibles carrying the Twins?
It's all right.
Are they keeping their distance so they can move?
It seems that way, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Very good.
We just got our window sprayed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Twins are on the way!
We're now opposite the Hennepin County Center and the county courthouse. And we're moving bit by bit, very slowly, but we're moving.
Thank those of you who have brought the placards. We tried to do a thing with the placards, but it's gotten too wild. Anything you got to show, show it. Red,
hey, blue, there's Mr.
Anything.
Croft taking pictures right in the middle of the crowd. Saw John Rowe just back a bit.
Take about 2 steps back. The police have asked you to take 2 steps back. Because they're kind of plugged behind us.
You know what this is like? It's like being in the midst of the Metrodome, only outside, going through that many people. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people lining these streets.
The Twins are on the way!
The Twins are on the way.
Hey,
let's
guys.
Let's check Dean Spratt in traffic right now and see where he's at.
Right, okay. Come in, Dean.
We have got a report that there is a fire on or near one of the cars at 2nd Avenue and 5th Street. They are ordering the Minneapolis Fire Department to that area right now. We'll get more details, but there is a problem somewhere in midst the parade. 2nd Avenue and 5th Street, make way now because they're going to have to get a fire vehicle in there, and I understand they have a fire at this time, Charlie.
One of the cars has a fire at 5th. Well, we're ahead of that. We can't see, obviously. And
John Lundell is there. John?
Okay, John.
I mean, we can see that fire now at the intersection of 2nd and 5th.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Minnesota Twins are on the way.
A good number of people running from the area. Emergency vehicles are trying to get in there now. So, folks, in the area, 2nd and 5th, emergency vehicles are coming up 2nd and up 5th at your direction now.
Okay, back to Charlie.
Okay, Dino, we're moving just a little bit at a time. Approaching
4th Avenue South,
right in front of the Hennepin County Center. And, boy, I'll tell you, the crowd has not diminished. It's just as busy here. There was another sign that said, thanks, Twins, for the best years of our lives.
And this is something people will never forget. That October 12th, when the Twins arrived home from Detroit after winning the American League pennant and came in and saw a stadium full of 55,000 people, that was a memorable occasion. Of course, the World Series every game here and in St. Louis, but this is another occasion to be remembered.
Hey, Charlie, Frank Viola is wearing some kind of a leather jacket. So far, all we've seen is big fur coats on the players.
Well, a lot of players have fur coats.
Yeah, right.
I know Kelly had a very average-looking jacket on, and he looked a little cold.
Say, we're going to give you guys 1 minute break. We'll be right back to you in just a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Old home listens to the people, serving you the quality way.
Serving you freshness.
I buy Old Home plain yogurt in the black carton.
The black carton?
Well, freshness is really important to me.
When you listen to the people.
I've bought Old Home black cartons for 10 years.
Yeah, that's about right.
Look, there's a lot of yogurt out there, but I keep coming back to Old Home plain yogurt.
In the black carton.
That's right.
Now it's clear to see what Old Home has meant to me.
We learn so much each day.
For half of a century,
Old Home has been your neighbor, serving you the Old Home way.
Old Home plain yogurt. It's whole milk, active yogurt cultures, and absolutely nothing else.
Like I said before, freshness is really important to me.
Yes, it's clear to see
that Old Home listens to me.
It's 12:45, Twin City temperature is 49 degrees, and our Twins World Championship Parade coverage will continue after this.
Boone Erickson here. Say, Rog, there's one thing I really like about Winona Knit Stores.
Charlie, I'm sure you're going to tell me about the great selection of beautiful sweaters they have, and this sure is the season for sweaters and turtlenecks. And
you're right about that, Rog. Winona Knits does offer a selection, and that's for men and women, the whole size range in wools, cottons, blends, whatever happens to be your favorite yarn.
Yeah.
But that's not exactly what I'm talking about right now. I really like the fact that Winona Knits
has the prices, right, Charlie? It's the fact that you get such tremendous value. And you're always looking at a label that says made in the USA. That's what you want to say, right?
Raj, I'll agree with every bit of that. Winona Knits does have the best sweater selection you could want at remarkable savings, and you get made in the USA quality. That's why they call Winona Knits a special kind of sweater store. But let me say what I want to say.
Yeah.
I like Winona Knits' convenient locations. Do you realize there are 5 Winona Knits stores in the Twin Cities metro area? In St. Anthony, Maine, Minneapolis, at Lakefront Shops in Wayzata, on North Snelling, Roseville, 309 Willow Road in Crystal, South Main, and Stillwater.
And don't forget the one in Red Wing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Boone and Erickson, where are you now? Charlie. Roger.
We've just turned the corner at 4th Avenue South, Howard, and we're in the middle of the lock between, between 5th and 6th, or no. Yeah, 5th and 6th.
Is the crowd thinning out a little bit?
Not at all. They're moving back a little better, I must say that.
Hang on for the Minnesota Twins!
That did it.
There's a guy with a pumpkin, and it's got a hat, a St. Louis hat on top, and it says Whitey, and there's an arrow through his ear. I tell you, this is a celebration like Minnesotans have never seen before. And I'm sure there are a few Wisconsins that slipped over the border, too. Everybody's here. And they're all wearing twin shirts. I have never seen. You know, we've seen people line up to buy the shirts
Twins
and the hats. Well, they're all wearing them out here, I'll tell you.
Woo!
We're starting to move a little better now. We have no word yet about the fire at the corner of 2nd Avenue and 5th.
Hello, everybody. Stand by. The Minnesota Twins are on the way.
Charlie, maybe Dean Spratt has word on that fire there at 2nd Avenue South and 5th Street. Let's call in Dean Spratt. Dean?
Well, I don't know too much about it, actually, other than there is a fire. They have gotten the vehicle off to the shoulder, but it is still burning under the hood, and they are going to have to try and get a fire rig through there, and they're very concerned that it's simply going to take them some time to get it in there. John Lundell, can you see? Is there a fire rig down there? What's going on?
Yes, we can see the fire rig, but it looks as though they've got things under control now in that area as they are, again, working to extinguish it. The smoke's diminished significantly. But what a sight, with folks hanging out of buildings and off of the parking ramps and confetti flying everywhere. In addition, up here with us is an airplane flying around with a banner that says Go Twins behind. So traffic jams below, traffic jams up here, and everybody having a good time, it appears, from here. Gentlemen?
Okay, back to Charlie and Raj, if you're there.
Okay, we're turning the corner finally on the South 6th Street, turning the corner. And the crowd, I'll tell you, has not diminished its enthusiasm. It gets more and more. And you can see the vendors have sold millions of dollars worth of shirts and hats. And you can see it all out here in this crowd, I'll tell you. And lots of homemade signs, lots of signs, and balloons, and plenty of confetti, too.
Ladies
the streets
and gentlemen,
are just littered.
Stand by for the Minnesota Twins!
There's Roger creating a riot again. Every time Roger stirs up the crowd, they go nuts. Because the Twins are not quite in back of it. First, Carl Pollard and his wife Eloise lead the parade, and then Tom Kelly, and then all the Twins alphabetically.
Well, there's the sign that says, Twins, Draft the Cards, WCCO, home of the Twins. Wasn't that nice?
Some of the homemade signs are very clever. A lot of fun. And now, these people where we are now have been waiting for hours and hours.
Woo!
We're at 5th Avenue on 6th Street.
How long have you been here? Well, stand by because the Twins are on the way.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Mike Lynch now. He's in the State Capitol Mall. Hey,
okay,
Mike,
good.
Come in.
Hey, let's hear it for the Twins.
Yeah!
We got the whole mob here from Cottage Grove. What's your name?
Ron Myers.
Ron, and you brought this healthy troop here. What's your name?
Kevin Myers.
Okay, who's the one with Twins painted on their face?
Doug Frilak.
Yeah, and what's your name?
Danny.
And you're blowing a harmonica, and everybody can hear it, right? He's got the harmonica in his mouth. What's your name?
Jason Spindler.
Now, Jason, where are you from?
Alaska.
Now, you came all the way down from Alaska for this ceremony, huh?
Yeah.
Well, way to go. Well, we're having a good time here, and we're just waiting for the arrival of the Twins. Hopefully, it'll be before too long, and in just a little while, Howard, I'll have the weather for you.
Thank you. We'll go to Bruce Hagovic in just a moment. The St. Paul Companies and its over 3,000 employees here in the Twin Cities, all dedicated, dyed-in-the-wool Twins fans, join with WCCO Radio in congratulating the fabulous Minnesota Twins on their final victory in the 1987 World Series Championship. Congratulations, Twins. You're number one and have made all of us number one also. We're very proud. The St. Paul Company celebrating their 135th anniversary in Minnesota in 1988. Let's go now to Bruce Hagovic. Come in, Bruce.
Okay, I think we're on. It's so loud I can't hear. I'm at 5th Street and 4th Avenue, downtown Minneapolis, and one of the players, George Frazier's car, started on fire. It wasn't a real serious fire, but serious enough that he had to get out with his wife and walk. So George Frazier is walking through this parade today. I'm standing right at 5th and 4th. Just got shoved to the side by a police officer. And the bulk of the parade is coming by this location right now, and these fans are very, very excited. This has been a tremendous day. This has been the biggest event I've ever seen in downtown Minneapolis. There are tens of thousands of people. Confetti is everywhere. It's a virtual blizzard down here, and these people are cheering their hearts out. Bruce Hagovic reporting live.
Let's go to Charlie and Roger now. Boone and Erickson. Where
okay.
are you, Charlie?
Howard, we're approaching the Hennepin County hospital area. And we just passed a government ramp and just loaded with people from top to bottom. And we're moving a little better now. But, you know, I suddenly realized that there are thousands of fans that couldn't make it to the World Series games. There are thousands of fans that couldn't make it to the Dome on that October 12th when the Twins returned from Detroit triumphant with the American League pennant. Thousands of people that wanted to show their affection, wanted to be part of the crowd, wanted to be, you know, to celebrate. And they're celebrating today because they're here on the streets of Minneapolis and in St. Paul.
How y'all doing?
It's the happiest crowd I've ever seen. It is incredible. Now I know what it feels like to be Santa Claus on a Santa Claus parade, right?
It's going to be worth the wait, because the Twins are coming on right behind. Stand
They're all
by.
Waving and putting their fingers number one and taking pictures and holding up signs and pennants and newspapers and Homer hankies. There's a Homer hanky that's, that's a newspaper. I thought it was kind of a dirty hanky. We're passing the armory right now, just approaching Portland Avenue on 6th Street. South 6th Street in Minneapolis.
Isn't this something?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you. This is something not to be missed, Howard. Twins, we showed the Cardinals in the world. We're number one. There's another sign they're holding up. A lot of homemade signs with the dead Cardinals. Almost every other hat has a dead cardinal.
Something for the Cardinals at the Cathedral. It would make a lot of sense.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Roger. Yeah. Well, Howard, we're stopped in traffic right now, and we're just waiting to move.
All right.
Surrounded by thousands.
All right, Charlie, we'll get back to you in just a minute. Okay. We have a word now from Dean Spratt. Dean?
Yeah, now I've got conflicting reports on whether or not the car was the car that George Frazier was riding in or Sal Butera was riding in, but apparently what happened is confetti got caught up under the hood and the paper caught on fire on the exhaust manifold, and whoever's car it was, either Butera's or Frazier's, is now reportedly walking through the parade. But apparently it was confetti that got up, so much confetti that it got caught on the exhaust manifold, and that is, from eyewitnesses downtown, how the fire got started, Charlie.
Okay, let's go to Eric Eskelin now at a Capitol location in St. Paul. Eric?
Well, Howard, Charlie, and Roger, the State Patrol and the Capitol Security have called in about two dozen extra policemen from the Minnesota National Guard to help with crowd control here, because the crowd is very friendly, but it is very boisterous and incredibly enormous. As you look down Cedar, heading toward downtown St. Paul, you cannot see any of the street. It is just wall-to-wall people. It is wall-to-wall people coming up the boulevard on John Ireland. It is going all the way back into downtown St. Paul. And if you're coming to the rally, I sort of hope you're en route right now, because the story at this point, it might make it a little tough traffic-wise. But the crowd is listening to music. They are here getting reports from the State Patrol about lost children. There have been about a half dozen lost children here at the state capitol. But there has got to be 30,000 people here already, and we must be 45 minutes to an hour away from the actual rally here. So the Twins are going to find a very receptive audience. There's a lot of cloud cover right now, but there's a beautiful red, white, and blue balloon arch over the top of the state capitol to greet the players when they arrive here at the Capitol Mall. Howard?
Okay, Eric, Jan Urich is in St. Paul there with you. Jan, where are you?
Howard, I'm still here at 4th and Wabasha, partly because it's almost impossible to move. It took me about 4 minutes to walk about a quarter of a block just now. It's madness. It's undiminished. They're cheering everything. They're cheering newspapers being thrown. They're cheering each other. They're cheering people who walk down the street with banners. There's a little popcorn shop right here on the corner, practically, and they have already run out of popcorn several times, they tell me. So I don't know how much paper you can throw down here if I didn't, and the decibel. I wish I had a decibel meter. If I didn't know better, I'd say it was the fourth inning of one of those first two games. Howard?
Okay, thank you, Jan. Now, John Lindell up in the chopper. Come in, John.
Some real heavy problems down here in University as well, Howard, right now on University Avenue. Just a standstill behind the Capitol. And, of course, as Eric mentioned, just throngs of people, thousands of them, lining up John Ireland Boulevard, the state capitol itself. Now the Marion Street rampway, of course, it was closed. I can see why. The cars on the ramp have parked there and on the roadway itself. It's just jam-packed. If you're traveling into downtown, 94 is barely moving, beginning well before Lexington. It looks like you're going to be tough trying to find just about any way to get into here now. Howard?
Hey, guys, we got word that the car was Sal Butera's. John Walker from our old buddy from the phone company went down and checked, and it was Butera's car. Butera's walking through the parade right now.
Thank you, guys. We'll go to Boone and Erickson after this.